Brooke, when you got engaged, I wonder how long did that happy, giddy feeling last?
Oh.
And I'll give you three options here.
Okay.
Forever?
Oh.
We know that's a lie. Did it last a month? Also, probably a lie. Or was it until you realized Michael didn't take off his shoes when he went inside the house?
Oh. I do. It does bother me.
I know it does.
We are a shoe-free house, okay?
Oh, okay.
I'm still going to go with forever, though, because I'm pretty sure he's listening.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't blame you for doing that.
That is how you keep your healthy marriage.
Yes.
Happy wife, happy life.
Yes, through lies. Unfortunately, one of our listeners is on the line today because her happiness post-engagement lasted a mere 48 hours till she received some disturbing news.
Oh, no.
Her name is Rebecca. And Rebecca, I think I speak for Brooke when I prematurely shout, happy engagement! Oh my God! Congratulations! I love. You're going to be the happiest forever.
There's no way this could go wrong.
I would say that too.
Yeah, she does.
Rebecca?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Did that make you cry? Are you doing okay?
No, I mean, I'm okay. I'm in a tricky spot, and I just really needed some advice on how to go about all this. So
okay,
yeah. No, I understand. I'm sorry for trying to make light of it, but just trying to joke around a little. Tell us about what's going on. Like, what happened with your engagement?
So I had been seeing this guy, David, for a year and a half.
Okay,
and last week he proposed.
Oh my God. Wait, what
Brooke,
was it like? Was
it
a surprise?
Yeah, exactly. All of us are looking at
him. I mean, this, he said that you were happy in this moment.
Yeah.
So what happened?
Yeah.
Well, it was a surprise. We were on this hike. It was overlooking this gorgeous lake. He got down on a knee. I was really happy and said yes. Like, all of that was great.
Cute.
That's good.
What happened? The pictures didn't come out good? That's why you're mad?
He didn't get a professional photographer. I hate him
seriously,
now.
Seriously, girls get upset about that.
Well, there is something to do with the photo. So I did the thing where I posted a photo of us together with me flashing the ring, right?
Mm-hmm. And
we got lots of congratulations, comments, and things. But my best friend messaged me and said, so I think we should meet. And she wants me to come over to talk to her, so I start freaking out.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it's like a congratulations surprise engagement party she wants to throw and is trying to throw you off the scent.
Spoiler alert, it wasn't a surprise congratulations. I go over to her place, and she's got this weird look on her face.
Like, oh, my God.
Give me some really bad news.
Is your heart just beating through your chest?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. I'm, like, so upset because I just said yes to this guy for the rest of my life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So what happens?
She opens up her laptop. She pulls up this photo. David with his ex-fiance. And I'm like, why are you showing me this? Because I did know that he had previously been engaged. This was years ago.
Okay, wait. This is a current picture of him, like she's being a spy and they're like at a restaurant or something?
It's an old picture of her, and my friend points to the hand, and the girl is wearing my exact same ring.
He gifted the ring.
So he wasn't cheating on you. He just used the same ring.
Correct. She shows me a bunch of different photos. We are confirming it's 1,000% the same ring.
Okay, wait. Is it like a grandmother's ring? Like maybe it's a mom's ring or a family heirloom. Like that is acceptable in that situation.
Unless the grandmother is still alive and he like took it off of her hand.
Jeffrey.
Which that'd be pretty bad.
Well, my bestie and I talked about that, like, and she said that is an heirloom, but he never said anything like that.
Oh, he would tell you.
Like, he acted like he had bought it, right?
Oh,
and
okay.
I just feel gross because every time I look at it, all I'm thinking is, you proposed to another woman with this ring first.
Yeah.
I could see how you would feel that way, but I wonder if a lot of women would feel the same. Like, Alexis, let's pretend that you actually tricked the guy into proposing to you.
Okay, yes.
Would you be upset if you found out that it was a ring from a previous engagement?
Yes, 1,000%. 1,000,000%.
Oh.
You're supposed to pick it out for the person. Yeah. I don't want some leftover.
Yeah.
But what if you fit the leftover mold?
You mean the same ring size?
I don't care. Buy a new one.
Okay.
And logically, you could probably try to like work yourself out of being upset about it, but it would be hard to look at it and not think of the
bad
other.
Bad luck on it, too.
Yeah.
Okay, so Rebecca, you're obviously upset about it. What do you want to do about it?
Well, I want to talk to him about it, but the idea of this conversation is just freaking me out, because to me, it feels like he's like lying or trying to like pull one over on me. And that makes me think, what else is he hiding?
It could just be that he doesn't think it would be a big deal.
Yeah, sometimes as guys, we're just like, I have ring, problem solved. And he doesn't think of the emotion behind it.
If that's the case, wouldn't he have just said that, though?
I'm trying to be positive for her, Jeffrey. Trying to look on the bright side.
He's been hiding something from me. And I know I just need to talk to him about it, but I just need some help with like how to do it.
Okay, so this is like premarital counseling we're doing.
Okay. We're going to give you some advice, because you're going to be calling your fiance here, I'm guessing, not the ex.
No, but correct. I'd like to speak to David.
Okay, good. So we're going to play a song. We're going to come back and give you a little bit of advice on what to say to your fiance.
Wow.
About why he proposed to you using his ex-fiance's engagement ring.
Yikes.
Yeah.
I think it's going to go really great, personally.
That
sentence didn't feel good.
I know.
Didn't feel good.
Felt kind of good to me, but let's play a song. We'll do your awkward Tuesday phone call next.